Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. Always a pleasure to have this opportunity to share latest trends in finance and accounting, continuing to talk about all the different topics that they're interesting to all of us, trying to be educated, trying to get updated on what's happening out there. And I get to do it with all of you, and you get to get a chance to take part of it as well. Today's show is sponsored by Lucanet. Lucanet is one of the first movers within the ESG reporting space and supports you with an end-to-end ESG reporting solution. Data collection, through analysis, reporting. You can check out how Lucanet can help you with your ESG reporting needs. There's links in the article from this morning. And of course, you can just go to lucanet.com as well. Always great to have sponsors on the show as well. So as you can imagine, we will be talking about ESG today. We also talked about ESG last week in an AI perspective. Today, we talk a bit more broadly about the CFO's role in balancing ESG risks with financial reporting. And probably have heard me talk a lot about ESG lately, kind of a lot of moving elements there. But one of them, of course, is that reporting is getting more and more commonplace and mandatory for companies to do. And the other part is, how can finance actually take a leading role in not just reporting, but also using ESG as a value-creating lever? So ESG, or environmental, social, and governance factors, are gaining importance in the C-suite. Many choices made there must pass through an ESG lens, in addition to the economic lens that used to be the yardstick for many decisions. Where's the CFO in all this? Busy doing financial reporting? Or at the center of the engine room, crafting the company's sustainability strategy? We'll first look at why ESG is getting importance, how it impacts company performance, and finally, what role the CFO should play in all of this. There are multiple reasons, such as stakeholder expectations, risk management, regulatory pressures, access to capital, talent attraction and retention, and reputation and brand enhancement. All these elements ESG plays into. And that's why the C-suite is taking a more keen interest in this topic, not just seeing it as an opportunity to brand a little bit, because it becomes core to value creation in the company. It's clear that these mostly outside pressures force management into action that they can no longer be ignored. One such example, it's the large-scale green energy transition that's going on, where, for instance, former oil and gas majors have started to invest heavily into sustainable energy sources. ESG is kind of a double-edged sword. So dealing with ESG factors can be challenging, as each of them presents both opportunities and risks. For each factor, you can easily highlight both, and the only thing that's certain is that ignoring them be a risky decision. Looking at it from a CFO's perspective, we could highlight the following. Risk management. Have a strong risk management process, and you'll gain foresight into emerging risks and can deal with them head on. Struggling with risk management, and you'll struggle to mitigate emerging risks in a timely manner. Regulatory pressures. These go wider than the CFO's remit. However, CFOs are being overwhelmed with new reporting requirements that seem to grow year by year. If CFOs can put real action behind what is measured and reported on, though, can be a significant competitive advantage. That's why we say go beyond reporting. And another element, which we just mentioned, access to capital. Many investors are already scoring their investments on ESG factors, hence the CFO's ability to properly explain the company's ESG agenda can easily sway large amounts of capital either way. And obviously, we could make similar assessments on the other factors that we just mentioned, but you know, these are all very much at the center of what CFOs are doing and being involved in. It's hard to deny that ESG factors have a significant impact on most companies' performance today. Therefore, it's imperative that CFOs add new performance measures to their performance management efforts. We have suggested factors like stakeholders, e.g. impact on the market and wider society, well-being of staff, net zero ambitions, and so on. If the CFO fails to update the performance management framework with ESG factors, the company will surely miss out on many performance improvement opportunities. It's simply impossible to do proper risk and opportunity management if we continue to look at performance through an outdated lens. I did speak at an event a few weeks back. I also mentioned that last week. And we asked the participants there, you know, how basically we asked different questions to sort of assess their readiness. And very few of them had included ESG measures into their driver trees when looking at performance. Very few of them had considered it for planning and forecasting. And of course, as such, it wasn't really part of the performance management framework. And I think this is critical that we start to do this. If you have thoughts on this, now is a good time to raise hand, come up on stage, share your thoughts, or ask questions. Paul, welcome to the stage once again. Curious to hear your thoughts on this and also questions if you have.
Hi, Andres. Hi, everybody. As you probably know, Andres, I'm reasonably vocal on many things, on the various calls we have. My opinion is that most CFOs are very, very, very busy dealing with their day-to-day stuff. Now, they do have to find a way to be able to reduce the noise and to get involved in the ESG, because you can turn your ESG into a green ledger, into a revenue creator or a value creator, rather than just another thing to do. If you show it as a value creator, a value addition to your, you know, green bottom line, for example, then everybody will take it and run with it. What do you think?
No, I think, you know, if you can move from just reporting on things to actually showcasing the value it can create, you can also put some meaningful actions to this, and you can actually drive more value creation through these ESG measures. And I think that's really the whole point. And to your point on CFOs being busy with daily stuff, that's something they need to fix, right? They need to build a team that's strong enough to take care of all those things so that they can get involved in these more strategic decisions. Because what good is a CFO if all he or she spends their time on is ensuring that they can just comply with ESG reporting requirements? We have to do that, of course, but the CFO needs to lift him or herself up to a more strategic level and go beyond the reporting. So thanks for sharing those thoughts, Paul. We also have Salifu on stage. Salifu, feel free to unmute and share perspectives or ask questions.
Thank you very much. I actually joined a little bit late on the program just a couple of minutes ago, but very interesting conversation. A quick question around my activity. Currently, I am engaged in, I'm the director of finance of a regulatory body, an institution that is regulating upstream and midstream. And I'm currently working on my planning for the 2024 and 2025, respectively. But I was maybe trying to get your opinion on how to incorporate ESG in advising government and, you know, the partners that we deal with to ensure that they incorporate ESG reporting in their systems, for at least government to benefit or to use this, as indicated earlier, their ESG to basically create a green ledger, if possible. But the main question is, how do we ensure we advise government to enshrine ESG in the upstream and midstream that we are regulating?
Thanks, Salifu. I think I'm able to sort of make sense of it. I think the starting point is always to identify the material ESG risks and opportunities, right? Because I saw like a case presentation from a company that I think they had identified more than 1,000 potential things that they could actually look at, but all of them are not bound to be material. You need to identify from your perspective, mid and upstream, what are the material risks and opportunities in an ESG perspective that we're looking at. So that's step number one. Step number two is then to identify, how do we get data to be able to report on this, to understand what is our baseline, how are we currently doing? And then thirdly, and that's of course where you need to discuss with your stakeholders, what actions should we put behind improving where we feel like we need to do better. And of course, in order to know how to improve, you also need to set some meaningful targets for these significant risks and opportunities so that you know what you're managing towards. So I think those were some thoughts on that, but it starts with identifying risks and opportunities.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, just to continue a little bit. So if we should consider ESG risk management, what would that then look like? Well, we have highlighted many of the most critical ESG factors. And for each of them, there are significant associated risks. What should the CFO's role be in assessing and managing these risks? One might say it's no different from managing any other risks, as highlighted in the points below. So we want to be quantifying financial impact. The CFO should work to quantify the potential financial impact of ESG risks on the company's bottom line, considering factors such as revenue, cost, asset valuation, and shareholder value. Scenario analysis, we should engage in scenario analysis to model the potential financial implications of different ESG risk scenarios, helping the company to understand the range of outcomes and develop appropriate strategies. Investment decision support, provide financial analysis and insights to support ESG-related investment decisions, such as investments in renewable energy, sustainability initiatives, and supply chain improvements. Reporting and disclosure, collaborate with the sustainability reporting teams to ensure accurate and transparent ESG reporting, addressing the concerns of investors and other stakeholders. Integration into strategy, work with the executive management team to integrate ESG considerations into the company's overall strategic planning, aligning financial goals with ESG objectives. And finally, engagement with investors. Communicate the company's approach to managing ESG risks and opportunities to investors, addressing their concerns and showcasing the company's commitment to long-term value creation. We also highly recommend working with an updated risk assessment matrix for all the identified company-specific ESG risks and having mitigation plans at hand should they be needed. So as you can probably relate, it is standard risk management efforts, but perhaps just on metrics or areas where you're maybe not used to doing it. But as finance professionals, we have the toolbox needed to do this. We know how to do risk and, I should say, opportunity management, because obviously there could be a lot of ESG opportunities as well that would fit into the same kind of framework. We need to go from reporting to strategizing. As we have discussed, one of the most important aspects of the CFO's role in ESG is the integration of ESG factors or actions into the company strategy. We would like to highlight three important actions for CFOs to take. Number one, embed ESG factors into all strategic choices. Two, elevate risk and opportunity management to a company-wide effort. Cannot just be a single team in corporate that's doing risk management properly, and then no one is looking at it in the different units or countries or wherever you operate. And thirdly, agree on ambitious ESG targets, back to Salifu's question, and pick the right metrics. Do that, and you already have a great starting point. These actions cannot stand alone, as CFOs should also push to align incentive structures to the ESG targets and ensure the initiatives significantly pushing the company's ESG agenda in the right direction get priority in resource allocation. It's nice to have lofty ambitions, but if you're not willing to put your money where your mouth is, then you probably won't make much progress. Naturally, the CFO is also the primary owner of following up on the progress of the company's ESG initiatives. Are they successful? And of course, are they improving the overall company performance? While there's no two ways around the necessity for companies to take action on the ESG agenda, it doesn't mean they'll have to forgo completely their financial return targets. This might just be the biggest challenge yet for CFOs. How do we both deliver on ESG and our financial return targets? And let's not forget that they'll still need to manage all the reporting requirements. There's no two ways around that. We need to do that. That's a must-bound task that we need to do. However, we envision that if ESG is embedded into the company's strategy and a performance management framework is set up around measuring its success, then it's also much easier to satisfy the reporting requirements. The finance team and non-finance leaders are simply more motivated to get it done when they can see business results being delivered. From my perspective, I don't see CFOs being able to do this alone. As much as the CFO can try to take the lead on the ESG agenda in a company, she cannot do it alone. It will require close collaboration with all C-suite members and their departments. Finance cannot execute on, I was about to say, any of the ESG initiatives. So they'll need to make a strong partnering approach to make it happen.
Can I, Andres, jump in here?
Yeah.
So maybe back to Salifu's point. Salifu, I think you asked how to do it. In my mind, first you've got to create a business case on it. What are the benefits that we can give to the, I think you mentioned government organizations, aside from the lofty agreement that we all know we should do it. That's all very nice, but where's the business case? Where can we actually earn money by doing ESG, not just reporting ESG actions that will save and may even profit the organization? So moving from, you said, Andres, moving from the reporting, even though reporting still must be done. And again, I am going to agree with you, Andres, where you said the CFO cannot do it on their own, but they need to be able to either delegate the more menial tasks that they may find themselves involved in and jump up to be more strategic and then take on additional resource to help them with their ESG reporting and actions.
Thanks for sharing, Paul. And I completely agree. I know, Salifu, you're also unmuted, so if you want to share something, feel free to do so.
No, I just wanted to add, considering the key stakeholders that are needed, I think this reinforces, or your point reinforces, how CFOs or finance professionals need a close collaboration with key stakeholders, both within and outside, especially with the advent of ESG. I know we have transitioned from CSR to ESG, certainly, where we are looking at more impact commercially, but again, from a social perspective, as it is indicated. However, we'll not forget that the CFO's role is more on the strategic, and considering what ESG comes with, most of it comes from an operational perspective. The close collaboration that is required with key stakeholders, depending on sector specific, because if we're talking about energy or oil and gas, you need to deal with engineers, you need to deal with your scientists and so forth to understand how some of these things affect. If you're dealing with maybe financial institutions as well, they have to understand the other sectors that they're working with. How does that impact? So I think understanding the people that are key in driving the information, but that should be led by the strategic decisions or the strategic intent that you have, is critical. As you alluded to earlier, I think this should be a medium and long term, considering most of the ESG factors too might not be short, but medium and long term is something that is key and embedded in the strategy of the institution, which usually can be driven by the CFO, if I can call it that way. That's what I wanted to basically contribute. Thank you.
And I'm fully with you there, Salifu, and it really just ties into to finishing up today's article here. I mean, because the CFOs will also be the primary focal point for many external stakeholders, but internal stakeholders alike, not least the investor community. Make sure to craft a compelling story around the company's ESG initiatives and highlight the real progress that's being made. Getting the reporting done is not enough. The storyline needs to be communicated in a clear and concise way too. Without a doubt, there's a lot to get done on the ESG agenda. All companies. CFOs need to play a strong role if companies are to succeed. Not just because there are regulatory requirements for reporting, but also because the CFO's leadership is needed to create real progress while still making satisfactory financial returns. What role is your finance function playing in ESG in your company? Are you only trying to report the numbers, or are you taking ESG into the strategy room? Speaking of the event that I participated in a few weeks back, and actually I did a keynote speech there, it was clear that most companies were not ready. Not that it wasn't on their agenda, but they were simply lacking answers. I asked participants there, and they were mid-level people, so they weren't too junior, if they wanted to contribute how they're doing it or share different perspectives. And there was a lot of hesitation to do so. It's like everyone is looking at everyone else thinking, we all know we should be doing it, but yeah, I'm not sure how. So are you doing it? No, you're not doing it either. So let's just wait and see a little bit. The longer you wait, the harder it becomes to just do the reporting, but also take the lead on the strategy conversation. Because I can guarantee you, the CFO doesn't do it, someone else will. It's been like that throughout the age of time in finance. If we don't do it, someone else will, because the need is there. The need is there for someone to take lead on the ESG agenda. Maybe it will be your chief people officer. Maybe you have a sustainability team, and while sustainability is only one part of ESG, maybe they will take it. And by all means, they probably could. I don't believe they could do it as good as the CFO, considering a holistic approach to it, but they could and they will if you out there in finance don't do it. And I know it's daunting, so you can always reach out. I'm happy to have a talk around this, talk around how to go beyond the reporting. Companies like Lucanet can help you with the reporting. I can help you go beyond. But you need to transform your financial ESG reporting, and Lucanet has published a guide to reliable financial reporting. Reliable, audit-compliant financial reporting is crucial to the future success of any business. So if you want to find out how, you can go and download the guide on their website. There's also a link in today's article to do so. With that, I want to thank Paul and Salifu for being up on the stage. And also want to thank our sponsor, Lucanet. Truly appreciate the support here. Feel free to reach out on LinkedIn if anything. I'm always there. And thanks a lot, everyone, for being here. See you next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?